On Christmas Eve, when I was 7 years old, I woke up at about 5 minutes before midnight and went downstairs to look for Christmas presents under the tree. I hoped to see Santa Claus. As I sat near the tree, watching the lights flash, everything in the room suddenly seemed to get bright, and there was a low hum vibrating through the whole house. A horrible stench permeated the room. My nose began to bleed. I seemed paralyzed. Then a bright light burst open the living room door. A tall man with a big head, no mouth, and large bulging eyes like an insect entered through the light. Following him were several little people who looked like munchkins, but scarier. They wore dark robes and they snorted. The tall man looked at me through his dark black eyes, which never blinked. Then he touched me on the wrist with a glowing wand that burned. I still have the scar. I asked, "Are you Santa Claus?" He didn't have a mouth, but I heard him say,
"I am Santa Claus."
Then, with his hand, he reached inside his stomach and pulled out a quivering, gelatinous mass of green, smelly jelly. It was space pus. He made me eat some. I vomited. Then he smeared the stuff all over the gifts under the tree until they were all sticky and reeking with a foul odor. After this, the elves tied me down, and the tall man pushed a needle into my stomach, which hurt a lot. I asked again, "Are you really Santa Claus?" Somehow, he said,
"I am Santa Claus."
I pleaded, "But Santa, why are you doing this?" He said,
"Inventory."
As he was about to leave, I noticed some of the elves scurrying from my parents' rooms and my brothers' and sisters' rooms. As they were leaving, the tall man said to me,
"We will be back for your internal organs one day."
Which was really scary because, as I said before, he had no mouth. It was at that moment I realized that Santa Claus and the elves had barcoded all of my and my family's internal organs. To this day, I think Christmas Eve is the scariest time of the year.